Welcome back to Believers Academy. We are on the fourth and final lesson in the series, Understanding God's Gift of Restoration. Lesson four is How to Live This New Life, and my name is Joy. In our time together, we will talk about how to apply this gift of restoration to our lives. We're excited about this lesson, so let's get right into it. God had a plan to restore man, and he carried it through step by step until Jesus removed the separating barrier of sin and brought us back into fellowship with God. He opened the way for you and me to be children of God with access to all heavenly rights and power. The Word of God is the very foundation of our new life in Christ. It teaches us the new way to live as a Christian, to live like Christ, and to have victory and success every day. But when we begin the Christian life, we might have no experience or skill in using God's Word. We're new to speaking God's promises or unaware of the benefits of God's blessings. We are restored, but we have not yet been trained how to live this new life. So how do we get trained? We spend time with Jesus. How do we do this? We read and meditate on the Word. We listen to the Holy Spirit of God, who is our teacher. 1 John 2:27 says, "But you have received the Holy Spirit, and he lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know, and what he teaches is true. It is not a lie. So just as he has taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ." God has a greater purpose for his word than just a history book, or to build doctrines or creeds, or to be a guide for moral conduct. Although doctrines, creeds, and guides for moral conduct have been a result of the Bible, no, God gave his word for the purpose of revealing himself to anyone who will listen. To have a blessed life, you need to hear the word of God, receive Jesus, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and learn to use the word of God. Jesus had a blessed life because he used God's word in every situation. He stopped the works of the devil. He spoke God's word and used God's power to change the situation. And Jesus brought victory every time. Jesus said in John 14:12, "I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father." For you to be skillful in using God's word, you must think about it and talk it, believe it, speak it, and uncompromisingly stand on it with no regard to your mind or emotions. Then you will be successful in all you do. Here's how you do it. Make the quality decision to believe God and act on his word. It's not just one decision. It's a series of choices and decisions. Every time Satan throws a temptation at you, you have to make a decision. Which will you choose? Life, blessing, or cursing? Death. We have the right to use the things of God. We are motivated by God's word. We might not yet see the results, but yet we are prepared to succeed. We have made up our minds to hear from God and then use his power to enforce our decision. The Apostle Paul says in Philippians 4:13, "I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Jesus made a quality decision. Whatever he saw the Father do, he did. Whatever he heard the Father say, he said. Often we say the right words, but without a quality decision, we can be easily distracted and soon forget our good intentions. Jesus said in Matthew 18:19, "I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you." God is trustworthy and dependable. You can trust him to keep his word. He will see to it that what you agree on, what you speak, will be done. We are at the end of the series, Understanding God's Gift of Restoration. Awesome job! This has been a great study about God's gift of restoration to us. We pray that these truths go deep into your heart and become a solid foundation in your blessed life. We welcome you to come back soon to the Believers Academy as we are continually adding more series. You will be blessed as you learn more and more about the things of God. Until we meet again, remember, Jesus is